SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The help wanted sign is out at the Justice Department now that President Trump has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi. Choosing an interim successor, Mr. Trump has not yet named a permanent replacement for Bondi.
The news follows months of scrutiny over the Justice Department's handling of files related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. Trump has named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche as acting Attorney General. Three people familiar with the matter say he has privately discussed Environmental Protection Agency head Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
War Secretary Hegseth has fired Army Chief of Staff General Randy George and two other generals. A new book written by the vice president of Colorado Springs-based ministry Focus on the Family is offering hope that the upcoming generation of Americans are embracing traditional values. Tim Gegwein says as he lectures on college campuses, his message to young people is straightforward.
If you want a long-term measurable happiness, get married and stay married. Have children. Enjoy grandchildren. There is actually study after study that shows that the well-ordered society begins in what we call the natural nuclear family. What really matters is having a good life and a well-ordered society.
Tim Gegline's just published book is titled What Really Matters, Restoring a Legacy of Faith, Freedom, and Family. A U.S. attack on a major suspension bridge in Iran has left 8 people dead, that according to Iranian state media. Iran has attacked Israel, Kuwait, and Bahrain. NASA's Artemis II lunar mission continues to unfold as planned. The 4 astronauts have now exited Earth's orbit on their journey toward the moon. No trading on Wall Street today. The markets closed in observance of Good Friday. This is SRN News. Do you think revival is coming to the U.S.?
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, just about 30% of the general population thinks a broad spiritual renewal is on its way in the near future. Young Americans believe that the most, 38% of Generation Z. And what do people think might trigger revival? The most common response is prayer. A lot of folks believe God is about to answer their petitions. Other popular reasons include economic problems and political divisions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Southeast Asia as Islam spreads. A new report from International Christian Concern finds that the persecution of Christians in the region is complex, damaging, and deep-rooted. It involves direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but it also involves immense, complex, and indirect pressure, discrimination, threats, intimidation, problematic laws, and social isolation. This is SRN News. One company in eastern China has found a very practical use for artificial intelligence, using AI-powered machines to sort clothing and boost recycling.
The Fast Sort textile machine was named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2025 and was created by Data Beyond, a Chinese AI recycling company founded in 2018. The new tool offers a glimpse into how AI could help reduce the impact of synthetic textile waste. It can sort 100 kilograms of clothes in 2 to 3 minutes, a job that normally takes one worker about 4 hours. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump has signed an executive order that could slap long-threatened pharmaceutical tariffs of up to 100% on some patented drugs from companies that fail to reach pricing deals with the administration in the coming months. Companies that have signed such deals enjoy tariff-free status. More details at SRNnews.com.